Okay. This is Ginger Ann Collins, and I'm doing McKay 66 with Scott Youngsma here. And one of the things that we like to – we get over quite a few questions on this. So if there's any questions you're not sure about or you don't really want to answer, feel free to let me know. And also one of the main reasons we are doing this is in order to help you possibly be able to make some money in the future as well. So a lot of the influential people are very – influential that are not leveraging all the things they can. So this is kind of to help you out with that too. So let's see here. What would be? Do you have any nicknames?
No, not really.
Okay.
I guess Scooter, some people, but
okay.
Not one I use. Just some people have.
Okay. And what's the title you have for your company? Like, what's your title in the company?
Vice President.
Okay. And where were you born, your birthplace?
Cadillac, Michigan.
Okay, really? Is that where you live now?
Nope.
Okay. I was curious, because we used to live in Michigan, so.
Okay. I mean, I still live in Michigan, but not in Cadillac. I live in the Grand Rapids area now.
Okay, yeah, that's about an hour and a half of where you used to live, so. What's your height and weight approximately?
5'11", 200.
Okay. And do you have any outstanding physical characteristics?
No, I would say not that I'm aware of.
Okay. What high school did you go to and what year did you graduate?
Calvin Christian, 1978.
Okay. And what degree did you graduate with when you graduated college?
Bachelor of Arts in Business.
Okay. And what college did you go to?
Calvin College.
Calvin College, okay.
And I went more beyond that, too. Do you want?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
After I graduated from there, I went to Wayne State University. And actually got my degree as a funeral director.
Okay.
And then I, after that, I received my MBA from Grand Valley State University.
Okay. And did you play any extracurricular college activities or sports or fraternity or sorority or anything?
No.
And were you ever part of the military?
No.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes.
Okay. What's your spouse's name?
Linda.
Linda. Okay. And her education?
She has a 4-year degree and probably half of a master's.
And what are some of the things that she's interested in?
She's interested in sports and stuff. I would say singing.
Okay. And what's your wedding anniversary?
July 16, 1983.
Okay. And your how many children do you have?
Three.
Three, okay. And education do they have or interests that they have?
Do you want, the names and?
Yeah, that would be great.
Rebecca, and she has her master's degree in speech pathology, or will have within a month. Then the next one is Joshua, and he's a junior at Calvin College. And then my youngest son is a senior in high school.
Hey, and what are some things that they're interested in or hobbies that they may have?
Let's see. I'll start with the youngest one first. I guess he's interested in historical stuff, medical stuff. They've all played tennis. And the middle one is, I guess they're all interested in, you know, sports in general, I would say.
Okay. And what are some previous employment that you had before you were at the current position you're in?
Initially, like from college on, or are you looking? I'm just trying to.
Yeah, anything.
Well, when I first got out of college, then I worked at Zagman Funeral Home.
Okay.
Then I worked at, that was probably only for like 2 years. And that was part while I was going to college also.
Okay.
And then after that, I worked at First Federal in Michigan for 3 years. And then I worked at First Michigan Bank for 3 years. And I worked at National City for 20 years.
Okay.
And then at First Place Bank, where I'm at now, for 4 years.
Okay. And what was your previous position at the current company that you're at?
The same as I have now.
Okay. Let's see. Are you part of any professional or trade associations?
No.
Okay. And do you have any mentors in the business?
Any mentors in the business? I would say not directly. I mean, being in it that long, I know a lot of people in the business, but, and, you know, a couple of them I've talked to, you know, every few weeks or whatever, and we kind of, but I don't know necessarily as a mentor.
Okay. And what's the greatest concern you have in your business right now or something that concerns you with the company?
I guess the biggest concern right now, and I'm in the process of hiring an assistant.
Okay.
So that's been the big challenge because of the volume of work right now and just trying to keep up. And
right.
I guess the other challenge right now is in our office. I mean, we're pretty small. We only have one underwriter. And
okay.
It's been difficult because of volume, you know, keeping up and trying to keep the customers happy and everything like that.
Right. Okay. What would be one long, what would be some of your long range or immediate business objectives that you may have for the company?
Like I said, my main thing is to get the assistant on board. I mean, we're in the process. We have an offer out, and they filled out the application. We're just waiting. You know, that always takes a little time, and then give notice and all that. But to get the assistant on board, you know, so that I can have more time to, I mean, actually work a little less than I'm doing right now.
That would always be nice.
Yeah. And just provide, you know, hopefully better overall service.
Okay.
And then obviously attract more business too.
Right. Okay. What do you think that the future of your company looks like?
I think it looks pretty good. We were bought out by another bank in January of this year.
Okay.
And so there really hasn't been very many changes yet. But there's, you know, there'll be some coming down the road here. We're getting a whole new software system, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be some changes. And so that's, you know, some of the unknown how that's all going to work out.
Okay. And do you have any special interests in clubs, or are you politically active in any way?
I have an interest in politics, I would say, but not... I wouldn't say I'm really active in it.
Okay. And are you active in the community at all?
I would say minimally.
Minimally? Okay. And what would you say your religion is?
Protestant.
Okay. And are you active in that right now?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any subjects that you have strong feelings for in any way?
I'm sorry, any?
Any subjects outside of business that you have strong feelings for in anything?
Oh. Yeah, I'm interested, like, in finances overall, investments.
Okay.
I like reading up on that and, you know, just looking at what options are out there and.
Okay, so you're the person to come to if I have any questions on that, huh?
I don't know about that, but.
You probably know more about it than I do. I've been looking at doing some of that stuff, so maybe I'll pitch you up on that sometime. Let's see, what's some of your medical history or current condition of health?
I would say it's good. I really haven't had any medical issues.
Okay, and do you drink at all?
Limited.
Limited, okay. And are you offended by anybody else that would drink?
No.
No? Okay. And do you smoke?
No.
Okay. And are you offended if other people smoke?
That bothers me a little bit, but I'm not, like, offended. I prefer not to be around someone that smokes.
Right. Okay. What are some favorite places that you like to go for lunch or dinner?
I like Italian restaurants.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't do lunch too much. Hate fast food places.
I understand that. What are some favorite things you like Italian restaurants?
I like different pastas and stuff like that. I really like to try things when I go to restaurants, you know. I mean, some people get the same thing. I like to try new things and try new restaurants and stuff.
Oh, you're brave. Have you tried anything really weird before?
Probably. I'm trying to think what I think, like, you know, octopus or something like that I had one time. That's pretty strange.
Oh, that tastes good?
Wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not a big seafood fan, period, but... let's see. Do you have any objections if anyone were to buy you a meal?
No.
Okay. And what are some hobbies or recreational interests that you may have?
I enjoy golf. Okay. We have a cottage about an hour north of here, so I enjoy water sports. You know, whether it's skiing or tubing, whatever, and enjoy fishing a little bit.
Okay. And what are some things that you like to read?
Not a big reader, to be honest. I read a lot of articles and stuff like that.
Okay.
Enjoy reading the paper. It's one of those things I have to do almost every day.
Right.
Going to bed at night without reading the paper. I don't know why, but that's just a...
Nice. I'm like Mark. He always reads the paper. Something he has to do every day.
But other than that, I'm not a big reader of books.
Okay. And what are some of the favorite places that you like to vacation?
I like to spend time up at the cottage. We do most weekends in the summer. Favorite place I ever went on vacation was in Cabo, Mexico.
Oh, that's beautiful, I bet.
Oh, it was incredible. But we've gone for, like, I don't know, 20 years probably down to Florida over spring vacation. That's always fun with family and stuff. So.
Right. Okay. And you mentioned earlier that your family was interested in sports. Are you interested in sports at all? And if so, what teams?
Yeah, I like to follow a lot of the Detroit teams. You know, whether it's the Tigers or the Lions or the – I hate to admit that, but –
Yeah, from what I've heard, they're not the greatest.
Like to watch again, I don't watch all the time, but sometime I'll just have it on, you know, the Red Wings and hockey and stuff like that. But
And what are some things that you enjoy?
I am a
Go
big
ahead.
fan of U of M, like
Who are you?
football and basketball, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of car do you drive?
A Hyundai Azura.
Okay. What are some things that you enjoy talking to people, either in business or outside of business?
About, you mean, or?
Yeah.
I enjoy talking about sports, finances, I guess. Those would probably be the main things.
Okay. And is there
And
anyone
I
that
would
you
say
are? Go ahead.
some relu too.
And is there anyone that you're anxious to impress, or anybody that you are that you really want to impress?
No.
Okay. And what are some adjectives that you would use to describe yourself?
Trying to think here. Always hard when you think about yourself like that, but
I know.
I would say organized in a lot of things,
Okay.
or at least some things, you know what I mean? Not, I would say detailed and analytical.
Okay. And what are some things that you're most proud of having achieved?
I guess one year I was like in the top 200 originators in the country,
Oh, really?
volume wise.
Okay.
That was at my previous employer when we were going through some very good times and whatever.
Okay. What do you feel would be one of your long range personal objectives?
I don't know. I mean, at this age, I'm looking to, I hate to say it as you get older, but, you know, I'm really looking to, you know, ramp up my business for, you know, probably 10 to 15 years and then kind of finish that, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. And what would be like an
But just
immediate personal goal?
basically establish a sound financial, you know, plan for retirement after that and so forth.
What are some things you'd like to do for retirement?
I guess most of it spend time with family.
Okay.
But I'm not a big fan of cold weather, so I would really enjoy going south over the winter.
You know, it's really nice out here. That's one thing my husband and I found out we really enjoy about we don't really want to go back to Michigan for the cold weather. Let's see, what are some moral or ethical considerations you have when working with Synergy?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of the question.
Yeah, what do you have any moral or ethical considerations when you're working with Synergy?
I guess not any moral or ethical, but I guess that's one of the attractions of the, you know, I guess the Christian background and the perspective that it comes from.
Okay. And do you feel any obligation, do you feel that, do you feel any obligation to Synergy or the, anyway?
Not any obligation. I guess I really feel, you know, they're out to help people.
Okay.
And so, you know, when that happens, I guess I'm willing to try and help them also, so.
Okay. And do you, does anything that Mark has you do, does it make you require you to change a habit or take actions contrary to what you customarily do, normally do?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of things, but that's part of why I do it, I guess.
Right. That's kind of the nature of the coaching business.
Two things I'm uncomfortable with, but I know are probably good for my business and for myself for growth.
Okay. And let's see here. Where do you believe that you could earn the most amount of money for your company with just a little bit more work knowledge or energy?
I just trying to clarify, more money for the company or for myself or?
Both.
I guess if I had a few more contacts, you know what I mean, realtors that were sending me business on an ongoing basis, that would, I guess that would help both me and the company earn more money.
Okay. And where do you believe the most long-term potential is within your company?
I guess the biggest benefit I see to my company right now is I would call it decentralization, and by that I mean we operate, you know, just out of our office, but we do all our processing and underwriting and closing, which is very rare in the business.
Okay.
And that's what I see as the big benefit instead of dealing with this big company that doesn't get anything done.
Right.
You know, so our benefit is being able to turn around things, get answers, and move forward much quicker than a lot of larger companies.
Okay. Good. Where do you believe that the most dollars could be generated short term?
Well, again, I guess short term, the two things is for me hiring an assistant, which would help. And, you know, I mean, I see us needing another originator, and we're so small, you know what I mean? If one person is gone or gets sick, we'd be, like, devastated.
Right.
So I think there needs to be some cross-training of people. So if somebody is sick that day, someone else knows how to do their job or whatever, and that's not the case currently. So I think potentially we could see some bad things happen. They haven't really yet, but.
Okay. And if your whole team had 10 leads with lead name being a name and a phone number, how many of those would convert, do you think?
You know, a lot of it depends on who the lead is coming from, but I would say 20%.
And how much is one sale worth to your company short term?
I'm not really sure company-wise. I mean, myself, probably average would be probably, say, $900.
Okay. And is there anything that you can think of where other key partners or friends would be able to assist to significantly increase your bottom line profit?
Yeah, I think there's some people, you know, I've got some friends that are like CPAs, you know what I mean, and I never seem to get much business from them. Some, they'll ask me some things, and I'm friends with them and know them and do things with them, you know, outside of work, but don't get a ton of business.
Okay. So what are some things that you're very passionate about?
I would say my wife, my family, my church, or I guess relationship with God, however you want to classify that. Those would be, you know, the main things I would say. I'm pretty passionate, I guess, if you think about it, about sports. I get pretty involved. My wife's always going, "What are you yelling about?" You know, it's like, well, I go, you might as well enjoy it, you know. I said, man, I want to get involved in it, you know. And so, yeah,
I'm
pretty involved in that. And I said, hey, if I'm going to watch a game, then I want to get into it and enjoy it, you know. But
right. Okay. Do you have anything in community or people outreach-wise that you would love to make a difference in the lives of others?
One more time, I'm sorry, on that question.
Yeah, do you have anything community or people-wise outreach that you are interested in that you think that might make a difference in the lives of others?
I don't really now. I guess I'd like to, you know, be more involved with that, with helping people, I guess, in different ways, but I would say I'm not significantly right now.
Okay. If you were not working, where would you invest your time or resources?
I guess I would be more involved with church stuff and, you know, spend more time in there, and probably would be more involved with finances too, I guess I would say. If I wasn't working, I'd just be tracking and reading and doing more, you know, studying in that area.
Okay. And do you have a written life vision and or idea to the reason God put you on this planet?
Not really well defined, no.
Okay. And can you think of the five most influential people you know in the world, or people that have the most connections to people that you know?
I would say my dad is one of them.
Okay.
I'd say my friend Mike.
Okay.
My wife, Linda.
Okay.
Trying to think beyond that. I would say my father-in-law.
Okay.
And need one more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of. Can I generalize my kids or not as the fifth one?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Okay. And have you ever written a book?
No.
Okay. And you ever thought about writing a book?
I'm sorry,
Have you ever thought about writing a book?
No.
Okay. If you were to write a book, do you have any ideas of what you would write it on?
Yeah, it would be probably something in mortgages or finance or possibly some, you know, religious thing, topic.
Okay. And have you ever been on TV or radio?
I mean, unless it counts on a kid show way back in, when I was about 5 or 6, I was on TV the whole week, I guess, but.
Oh, really?
They used to have a little program that, that you could be on with all these kids, and they had somebody that led it, and they did, you know, little games and whatever, but, yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you have any connections to people in TV or radio?
No.
Okay. And the last questions I have here is, every single other person in the world is probably better at something than anyone else. If there was one thing that you could think that you would be better than anyone else in the world, what do you think it would be?
Hmm.
I always stump people with this question, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's always, I wish I was really good at something, you know what I mean? I think I'm okay at a number of things, but I wish I was, like, really good at, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So it's hard to think overall what, I guess just I have a strong work ethic, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I just don't see that a lot with a lot of people.
Okay.
So I guess that's what I would come up with.
Okay. Is there anything else any questions you think that we should have asked Phil to find a little bit more about you, or you kind of, we think we got everything?
Oh, I think we covered a lot of things. more than I've answered in quite a few weeks or years, I think. But
no, that's what I was just asking that of one person. They're like, I think you know more about me than I do myself right now. So, well, I thank you very much for you know, giving your time this evening, and I hope you have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, Ginger Ann.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, this is the UK 66 with Scott Youngsma, and if you have any questions, you can contact the person who gave you this rebroadcast or contact 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300, and I hope everyone has a great evening. Enjoy listening to us.